Yes, finally somebody with some talent. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the big show. And I can't thank you enough for following and believing in yourself and believing in me and knowing as a result. I love it. I love the interactions we get week in, week out. I learn so much, and I'm so thankful to get to participate with you. And I believe I have the dear knowledge, the knowledge owner of the universe, Asha, truth, the person of truth. Try and lie to her, I dare you. Is Asha here?
Happy, happy day, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Q.
Cool. I was feeling very entertainish today, so I thought I'd play the role. Well, like playing roles. I really do like playing roles. So, now they gave us we were given these roles to play. So why don't we just get into it? You know, let's wear the tie. Let's be American. Let's be American. Queensryche has a really good song about that long skinny necktie. I'm an American. Whole nother story. Asha, how do you think we should proceed today? And first thing I was going to ask you, do you think anybody wants to talk to us today? Should we try and fit in some callers, or you feel like we have time for that? We have a lot of stuff to go over, I know.
We have a lot to go over, a lot of updates. If there's time, we would love to have people call in.
Okay, so maybe at the end?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, cool. Do you want to coach me here, lead me? How do you want to start?
Fantastic. So we have begun the conference calls. Would you like to share your experience a little bit?
I love the past experiences to make the future experiences. Unbelievable, beautiful turnout, test driving our conference calling system. I'll assure everyone who was on that will stay anonymous today. We'll make sure to take great care when you want to present to the world. Rumor has it we have a few followers, so we want to take care of that. So don't worry about that. But we do like to talk about your subject matter without getting into the details, just a little bit here and there. A couple of people have called in and said they don't want us to talk about their projects, and not we will honor that for sure. But the exciting part for me is to see how we coalesce with our passion concurrently with other people's passions. And that is the natural energetics of your universe. So synchronicity should be getting more and more obvious to you, positive and negative, based on your informal decision-making process and your formal decision-making process. And I know I've said it a lot, and I know it gets redundant, repetitive, but the collection of meetings we had this week proves it. So intentionally, I can see a lot of the projects coming in. I can see the passions are overlapping with one another. And one example is that was the perpetual gardening system a week or two ago. And guess who shows up is complementary passions around perpetual gardening. So if you remember, the perpetual gardener loves his invention, loves his technology, loves his model for getting you perpetual gardening, but might not necessarily want to be out in the community plugging in every one of these. Maybe at the start, but long term, his passion was to take great care of getting more technology out for perpetual gardening. Well, guess who shows up in our calls this week? Gardeners that are absolutely excited about installing these gardens or their own model. But they want to stay and hold your hand and make sure you're successful day in, day out, and so forth. And they don't really have a desire to make money per se. They just want to see their community successful sustainably with gardening and so forth. And so they want to be more, let's say, down in the roots and the solution provider out in the communities, and all the ancillary support and education around that is another person's passion. All in just the first round of this week's calls. Absolutely brilliant. And that is the purpose of Project Review with Q, is once we are all in a room talking about our passions and divvying up responsibilities and goals and purposes, you're going to see that it becomes a landslide. So don't, please, all you need is inspiration to show up with Project Q. You don't need to redevelop an entire city. We just want to feel how you're feeling. We're going to have so many opportunities for all of you if you just show up. That's all we need you to do. Just show up, get a subscription to BBS Radio so we can identify you and work with you, and get us something. And I guarantee you there's going to be a spot for you instantly. We need lots and lots of help with all these projects, and that's how it works. If you want me to dive deeper, Ashley, let me know. I know you have lots to talk about there, but I can keep going.
Thank you. Yes, I would like you to keep going. I'm just going to say that this is a great example of the synchronicity of Project Review with Q. Everything you need, every person you need to fulfill your project is going to show up. And last night was a great example. So go ahead.
Yeah. And so another example would be to complement that, someone that you wouldn't think has any skin in the game at this topic. We have a doctor who spent decades studying our relationship to food and autoimmune disorders and allergens, and has perfectly standardized a way to do root cause analysis with yourself and or supplement your diet in a way that will complement the allergens you may have, combat the allergens you have and get you back on track. And he doesn't want any money for it. He wants you to just read and get educated. Well, the reason that's so important to me is now we blend that with our gardening. Well, that's a turnkey system for fermentation and putting up your food properly to get the proper dietary fibrous foods that combat autoimmune and allergens. And so it all starts growing together in our, and this of course is not new to many people who follow our legacy ways of providing sustenance for our communities, but there's a lot of people who don't. And so a lot of us way showers, it's our opportunity to standardize some legacy methodologies, reinstall, and let's stop taking the poisons these pharmaceuticals are giving us. And of course, that's a lot of our bias, our distractionary biosphere food systems have done that. And obviously, our legacy First Nations around the globe that have kept their legacy dietary system, they don't have the same problems as the Western world. And you know, that is really very passionate for me too, is to see that reinvigorated, that herbs and spices, that is a norm that should be in everyone's diet daily. And somehow we had that removed from our education process. And that thrills me to, on top of it all, be able to have an education system for our children so that they can pass it on. And that, again, is why Ocean Trek is passionate to me, is when you have a working logbook of living here on your planet as a nomadically or staying isolated in a geography, it's invaluable to not recreate our Bibles for living on our planet. I really think we just need to make our own Bibles and be our own self-study. But I think I'll leave it at that, Asha, and just wanted to make sure I didn't miss any. Oh, that's right. I wanted to do one more call out to a few people while I was on task here. Going through the projects. Great job, everyone, getting in here. We're booked out about a month right now, but we can probably feather that plus or minus a few days. And going to have a couple gaps here, week in and week out. Some people might fall off. Some people might change direction and so forth. But the call out I was looking for is projects from attorneys, legacy attorneys. Please don't be scared. that we're going to judge you. That was the best joke I've ever told right there. Come on. That is funny. That is like really funny.
It is.
We're not going to judge you, current attorneys. You judge us. We know. Okay. So the attorneys, for me, we need to get a lessons learned on how to work around the mercantile courts going forward. And obviously the legal system does not work to serve humanity other than mercantilism. And with that, I would concurrently ask that all sovereign individuals who have changed their identity into and or their understanding of sovereignty, we need more of those projects. And got a couple, but I'd like to get a few more. And so what will be a nice complement is the attorneys teaching us how sovereignty is combated in some of the systems. Steph, I definitely want federal attorneys, if we can, federal judges. I consider judges and attorneys the same thing, but either way, I'd like to see a few more of those if we could. Anyway, if you could call out to your brothers and sisters at Attorneyville, that'd be great. And then I'd like to get anybody from the United Nations that does not unite nations to show up. And we'd like to see your solution for shutting down the United Nations. So any projects United Nations members want to bring to shut down the United Nations, we'd like to see that project. Didn't see that coming, did you, Asha?
I always see it coming.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So obviously we're going to unite nations now. And United Nations does a good job of not uniting nations. And I've gotten to talk to some of those attorneys over there. And I assure you, they do not care about humanity. And this is not to ridicule or criticize any one system on planet Earth. But we need everybody on deck now. And we need to really start peddling. You're in the ascension cycle. You're almost towards the end here. And we all need to start not working at making this place unbelievably passionately what we want. It's our turn. And that's that. And I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Fantastic. Also, if we could just put a call out with your Batman cue light to the beauty, the spiritual beauty in Nanaimo, Ladysmith area, who's doing such a great job with the animals. We have something for you. You know who you are. If you can reach out to us, that would be fantastic.
Ladysmith, that's the place where they'd only serve breakfast till 10:30.
You know it well.
Why can't we not? How come we can't get breakfast after 10? I don't understand that. I don't understand. That's it. And what? Then I can only get crumpets. So anyway, that's a project in itself, is it not?
Yes. Wonderful beginning. Thank you. Would you like to go over the calendar that we are going to present within the next few weeks? That'll make it easy for everybody.
Boy, I rely on my people for that, but let's see.
I can do it if you like.
I think you'd be better suited than I. A little rummy this morning with looking at the other projects. I think more about the scheduling, the actual implementation of scheduling. Maybe we favor on that, if you don't mind talking about that.
Yes. So we have miraculous beings behind the scene. We have Kristen and Christopher doing such a great job. Thank you. And they are reading all of your projects and putting them into categories. And Kristen is sending out a Zoom link to people to populate the conference calls, which are already happening. We're going to eventually, within the next couple of weeks, maybe sooner, maybe next week, have a calendar that is color-coded. And each color will represent a group or a folder file, so you can recognize which group you're in. And those will be the eventually set days. It might take a little bit of working out, but Monday will be green, and maybe that's agriculture, that type of thing. Tuesday, blue, aquatics, whatever we want to put in there, so that you can see what day your conference call is going to be. And don't worry if you haven't received a Zoom link yet, because there's hundreds of projects that they're going through. You will get a Zoom link, and the calendar will just be for you to see what day your group will be having their conference call. Now, if you can't make that day, we will have one or two days that are miscellaneous where you can join in on that group with a bunch of different groups together. So if you haven't received your Zoom link, that just means we haven't gotten to your project yet.
Yeah, let me chat about that real quick. The rationale behind that, so we sit in the conference rooms together. The value I desire to bring is these sandbox ideas. You're just at the sandbox level, so to speak, the conception level. All your projects will be brilliant. There's not going to be one bad project. But what you'll find when you're working with your conscience, you're gonna be brutally honest with yourself about what your true passion is. So, as an example, our perpetual gardener really loves his idea, but he doesn't really want to plant everybody's garden. So his passion is designing and development these projects. And I'm not going to speak for him. I'm just giving you an example of how it looks a lot. So as we profiled a lot of the projects yesterday with the folks who are presenting, a lot of their passion is a subset of their project, not the entire project. So one person loves the idea of installing clean water all over the world, but doesn't want to install the pipe fittings, as an example. That's very normal. She needs a bunch of pipe fitters, right, as an example. So that's really common. So when we get the ability to self-qualify our passion, now we can sort to the discipline, if you like, the intrinsic discipline that you really love doing each day. So that's the purpose for getting us organized. And then that's, of course, our primary step to redemption, is really understanding our value proposition to ourselves, we might call it. Please go ahead, Asha.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Also, when you're sending in your projects, some people are sending in 10 projects on one email. If you could send, for example, if you have 10 projects, please send them in 10 separate emails so that it makes it easier for Christopher and Kristen to go through it and put you in groups and send you a Zoom link. So you're going to get your Zoom link faster if you send your projects in one email at a time. And also, we were so thrilled with the energy that came forward in the conference calls. And it's off the charts. We're so grateful for everyone, all the passion they're bringing forward, all the excitement about what they want to do. Q, did you want to mention anything about that?
Yeah. What's exciting to me is everyone who shows up doesn't talk about money. They don't talk about money at all. This is not one. No one cares. Everyone's tuckered out with the topic, I would assume, by now. The means of exchange that we pursue in the future is going to be completely different than what you're experiencing now. I guarantee you that if you can hold me true to that, your means of exchange has been destroyed already. You're moving on to new systems. And the people who called yesterday, they don't care what we use to trade and barter. They just are passionate about what they feel is fun to do in their lives, exciting to do in their lives, and want to express and participate with other people in the same way. And you just can't get enough of that. To see collaboration at the highest level of inspiration is just amazing. To listen to the people at Futuristic Gems or the Ecuador Project, it's just so exciting. You have to participate. Everyone who's listening, you got to get in on this, because you're going to find a network of like folks. I guarantee you, if you get in this, the programs with us, they're going to be yours. They're going to be everything you've been looking for in your life. This is a networking distribution system, Project Review with Q. Can't wait. I've always wanted to have an infomercial, so I guess I finally got one. I've made it to the big time. I'm an infomercial. I like it. Yeah, there's the educators that are coming through, they are just amazing. that are going to reform your education system for yourself. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's tough information, I know, to learn that your math was all misdirection. It's tough information to learn your history is all misinformation. There's pockets of opportunities there, obviously, but you know, when you're working with physicists who can translate to their science to a layman is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant to be able to listen to a doctor who went and got his MD, and we don't necessarily understand the words they use and the technologies for these people to break it down so we understand it day in and day out, why our body does what it does, why our environment does what it does. We need to re-educate all over again. We can get over that. We know that there's a lot of folks off this planet who really have supported life here. And learning about that is just fascinating. It's just endless. It'll never end. It's my great love, everyone who's thirsty for knowledge. I'll leave it at that, Asha.
Thank you. And what Q is really talking about is abundance consciousness, which has nothing to do with money. That will be part of the theme today, is describing and giving examples of really true abundance, which is really just spiritual abundance. Would you like to give your example of abundance consciousness, Q?
I just always get nailed by the Asha, the seer of truth. Asha is actually a very good example of what everyone is getting back. So in the typical ascension cycle, regardless of this type, we're going to use a sapien as our example. If you want to call them homo sapiens, you want to call them mammals, mammalians, whatever. I don't care for the titles of what we are, but if we were to standardize what occurs is most of us are calling it the awakening process and awakening. Well, it's never stopped from your genetics from 2000 years ago. It's every version of us, is now getting a little farther down the road. And now this is about the farthest this version of humans has ever made it. So I would probably put the line around 2012, 2013. Some would argue that that's about as far as this type of mammalian sapiens ever made it. And so what's exciting about this is now you're experiencing that abundance of knowledge coming in through your heart, translating it through your mind. And the first thing that goes away is identity, at least as a standard, not exclusively for everyone, but your identity starts disappearing, time starts disappearing, and the value systems around all three. So why do I have to be somewhere? And why is my name Jimmy? And by the way, I'll tell you what time it is. That is a very normal hangover you get when you go through the symptoms, we'll call them, of ascension. And the reason this is happening is that the spirit, as it gets into your body more and more, it has all the universal knowledge in it. And so the more you use it, the abundance that you're receiving is massive amounts of information, massive amounts. And so now I would consider most people on planet Earth as translators for God's information, if you like that definition, for all the universe. So imagine tomorrow when you wake up and there's not one thing you don't know the answer to. It's quite a change. And that's what's happening to all of us the more we use our heart, in which I would call abundance. Did I answer your question?
That was outstanding. Fantastic. Thank you. And to break it down just a little bit for people who are a little bit new to this, when we live in our head, we're really tied into, let's say, our DNA and our lineage and what let's say we have 100 years back, everyone was poor. So we're going to be living through that lineage, and it'll be very difficult or challenging to see ourselves as being abundant at some point. But when you do what Q just explained, living through your passion, you override all of that. And you might even hook into 200 years ago when your family lineage was very, very wealthy, or beyond that, go into your spiritual lineage where you have infinite abundance all the time and you expect it all the time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And so that lack of mentality is usually the first to go in most examples. And so those teachers, the way showers that are coming in, already, maybe we could call it the change. I mean, I've already been through menopause, so I know what it's like. And that's helpful. That's very helpful. When you've had that experience, you could go and explain how to, you know, deal with it. And so it's just thrilling to go through our ascension pause, and to really observe ourselves. The description is impossible to, you just can't do it with the English language. But if there's one item you could start observing is nothing. Okay, so try and make nothing happen in your life, or pause and slow everything down and start asking yourself, what is the next decision I'm going to make, and why am I making it? Is it from something outside myself, or is it from my heart? And so that's my great excitement to always talk about is, what if you didn't do anything today? And you just did nothing, and see what shows up in your life because you prefer to do nothing today, or vice versa, and watch how the timelines and synchronicity work positively and negatively. So that is my suggestion to all. And I really want to hear about, Asha, you have a couple sample scenarios where people use their heart, or do you want to wait a little bit and go through some other items first?
That was the perfect springboard, and I would actually like to begin with my experience of you.
Because Oh my gosh. It was a late night. It was really late. I was not myself.
So I've seen you go through extraordinary abuse and targeting and being bombarded and pigpiled with darkness. And what you just explained is exactly what you do. You remain peaceful. You tell jokes. You laugh about it. You do what you love. You go for a walk in nature. You listen to the birds. You remain in your peace, in your spirit. So that to me is the most profound abundance consciousness, because when you're with your spirit, you're going to attract everything you need, and everything falls in place. And we've just watched you go through another massive attack, and you did exactly that, and everything's falling into place.
Okay, I got to come up with a joke for this. Let's see. What choice do you have? Okay, I think that one's been used. Let's see. How about, let's see. That's, no one gets that one either. I already know. Teenagers have been very valuable to me. They're pretty much in charge, you know, and I love teenagers because they have to come home to me. You know what? I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. And by the way, can I have the car keys? And I say, no, it's not my highest excitement. And then it just goes beautifully well. It's like living with a minister every day with me. And I don't live with teenagers, but I do remember that. I do remember that being a car key extortionist, a guru. Yeah. A little off track, I know, but I'm feeling a little spunky today. I got to hear your project examples of your person that you want to keep anonymous. and or mimicked our highest excitement, and that it actually happened is what you have for us today. Is that correct?
Yes, I have two really fun examples. One is really quick. I knew a person about 30 years ago, and she never really had a career, but she manifested purchasing large properties with houses through putting an ad in the paper and saying, "Would anyone like to be my silent financial backer?" And she would have people just send her money. She never knew who they were. This is real. I'm not making this up. And one time she owed, you know, I think it was a mortgage payment. She owed $90,000. And I talked to her that evening and I said, "Well, are you concerned?" She said, "No, you know, I really want to have a bath. I got this really nice purple candle. I'm just going to have a bath and forget about it." So she has a bath. And
that's great.
11 o'clock at night, someone rings her doorbell and it's a friend who she loaned money to 10 years back who'd never paid her. She'd written it off and they gave her $150,000 cash. So the next day she had the money to pay for everything. This is how her life just continually goes because she doesn't worry. She's in her peaceful place knowing that source is going to provide. So that's one of them. Any comment on that one?
Yeah, I want you to get through the next one, and then I think I'll have a couple of questions for you. Please keep going.
Okay, the next one is a friend. I call her the magical unicorn because there's really no other way to describe her. She lives on a different frequency. Everything just turns out magically. So as long as I've known her, around 35 years, she's never had a job. She's never had a constant income. And her very, very favorite thing in life is to give gifts and money away. She just loves it. It makes her so happy and so excited. And the money, when she gives this away, money just comes to her. And everything was going splendidly until she had a loss in her life. A pet died. So her excitement and passion and peace was a little disturbed for a while. And then suddenly the money stopped flowing the way it used to. So she actually got an eviction notice, but she wasn't worried because she's been doing this all her life, just manifesting or not even manifesting, but being in the frequency of abundance. So a lot of her acquaintances were saying, "Well, you better start packing and get another place to live." And she said, "Well, I like it here. I don't see myself leaving." So people were pulling out their hair and they said, "Well, at least look for another place." So she goes online and she was looking for, okay, well, if I want to move, where would I move? And after a day she came forward, she said, "Well, there's this beautiful mansion for $27 million up in the hills. I would like to live there. And there's this other one down by the ocean, 10 acres. I would like to live there." Of course, not exactly what everyone had expected for her to be looking for like a dumbed down place, but she's living in abundance. So it never even occurred to her to get a smaller place or to pack up because she had to go. She just knew the money was going to come. So she was excited about seeing these new properties. So she started to attract more abundance again. And first thing she did was she went and got a dog. She's got an eviction notice, no money coming in, and she gets a dog because that made her really, really, really happy. And right away, the money just started coming in from unexpected places. People were giving her money here and money there, and she wasn't saving it to pay rent because she had all these things she wanted to buy. So she just bought everything she wanted, and then she started doing the Q commands. And then just a fountain of abundance started pouring into her life. And from going from getting an eviction notice, let's say, I think it was about 6 to 8 months, she had $1 million. And then since then, she's really, really adamant doing these commands, doing what she loves, doing projects that make her really, really happy. But none of these are the intention to make money ever. It's just a creative spark that she's so excited about. She just lives in that euphoric place of creativity all the time. Never thinks about money, but loves to give it away. So last I heard, she's got about $4 million, you know, she's never worked. This is just unknown sources that pour money into her. She never asks. It's just her frequency and her playfulness and her excitement about life. So thank you. Now I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Okay. When you say never worked, you mean never did something they did not prefer, as day in and day out goes by? Or when you say never worked, they've always had a purpose and a passion, though, haven't they?
Yes, they would just never call it work. You know, they never had a 9 to 5. Yeah. Everything they do is fun. Everything they do. And they have projects, creative projects, you know, creating music and different literary things, but not for money.
Yeah. So an example I've seen many times is everybody can figure out how to put a paintbrush in a paint can. And I know painters that start businesses. And when you call them up and you ask them for an estimate, they say, well, whatever you want to pay me. So I don't really care. I just want to paint your house, because they just love painting. They just love it. They just, every day they want to paint. Most painters I know that love painting like that, they love making a new canvas. Like the old house now looks new, as an example. And those painters, only paint 3 or 4 times a year because they do an incredible job and they get paid twice as much money as they would have if they had quoted the job, because they're just thrilled to paint, and the person's just thrilled they had their house painted, and they end up giving people just that faith in humanity is what a lot of people are realizing. I don't care. I just love landscaping your yard, et cetera, et cetera. So is that an example of what you experienced with this person?
That's a perfect example. And let's say someone isn't a landscaper or they don't have a trade. What if you just really love to make people smile? So you walk down the street and everyone you see, you smile. It's going to create such an abundance consciousness in your being, because you're going to feel your spirit more. It's so simple. It doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to give something huge unless that you love to do that.
Okay. How come when I do it, when I go to tickle a woman at a mall, they yell rape though? I don't get it. It's like really weird. It's really weird. It's really weird. I just go, I just try to make you laugh. Like, well, yeah, whatever.
In a few years, the consciousness will be there for tickles.
Yeah. I mean, I was always, one thing that is interesting here is most civilizations around the universe, a child's perception is in most cases more valuable than an adult's perception. Not exclusively, but not only the male-female ego here is rarely seen in a lot of civilizations that are using more of their heart. The age discrepancy as well. So you don't have those boundaries of interaction. Some of the best navigators on multidimensional vessels are going to be children. They just are very, very good at it. They don't have any boundaries in their mind. So I would get used to children interacting at higher levels of our society. And I'm very excited about that.
Children teach us about abundance every second, every breath, that all they want to do is give, 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 give. And all we want to do is give back to them. It's a really good example.
Yeah. So in your examples, is the common denominator is just focusing on the compass that says, I really feel like doing this, knowing full well they can examine information, but this guy says I have to do that, and only staying true to what you want to do. Is that a fair assessment?
Very well said. Yeah, these beings don't play by the rule book. It doesn't make any sense to them. What makes sense is what they're excited about, and that's all they do.
Yeah, we can actually use me as an example. So Project Review with Q, I'm very excited about. I will not miss a show. I'll be on, if I'm not on Project Review with Q, I'm going to be in a component of Project Review with Q as someone else who's got a project going. So I know full well, though, about myself that I cannot wait to transition to Ocean Trek and or Project Review with Q as I transition to Ocean Trek. The reason I say that is I want everyone to encourage that you're going to have more than one passion day in and day out. And don't worry about that. It may look like it has hurdles from the front end, because your heart will make it happen. And so this is an example of how the universe is supporting you now, because you have, for lack of a better definition, you've matured so much now that is long as you follow that, the thing that pulls you from your chest plate every single day, it will never, ever leave you. You cannot lie to yourself. You cannot lie to God. You cannot lie to service of your heart. You cannot do it. It works every time. I can't wait to hear more stories.
Me too. And I could use you as an example for so many stories because of the frequency you live in all the time, which is so loving and compassionate to others. But this is a really key point, because no matter the level of stress, you are always, first and foremost, considerate to your spirit and everyone else. So let's say people were stabbing you, you'd be looking around to make sure no one else was being stabbed. That's my experience of you. And that comes from, I would say, possibly trust and faith, and just knowing what you're excited about is life. And would you like to describe that better?
I don't know, just sleeping in. Wouldn't that be a good one? Sleeping in is probably started that at 6 a.m. this morning. Just sleep in a little bit. I mean, we're going to beat this horse to death. You just have to play with it. You just have to do it. I am working hard to give some examples of people. And then Project Review with Q will have several of those people that don't have doubt. Doubt, fear, guilt, lust, greed does not come from your heart. Emotions are very valuable to us. Yet the ones that are generated from spirit and or appreciated by spirit have nothing to do with lack of. So if you get a thought in your head, a concern in your head that does not come from abundance of inspiration, it's not you. I'm sorry. It's something outside yourself. Go ahead, Don, if you want to throw some calls at us. I think Asha would love those too. I know we only have a few minutes left, and we'll take a couple short ones if we can.
Great. And just to back up what you just said, that's so brilliant, because the minute we go into fear or in our head, it changes the frequency. So if any of my friends in the examples had worried about it and done what their acquaintances told them to do, they probably would not have received the abundance frequencies and the gifts and treasures that flowed into their life. So that's so important. We never want to move from fear. We want to move from passion.
Yeah. And so most of the time, we can actually put it to test right now. I'm excited to talk to anybody that calls today. We don't have one caller in the queue. God, that's even funny. In the queue. We can do this all day long. And now, do you think we'll get a caller? Because I'd really like to talk to somebody. Now, I know no one's listening to this radio show. I'm quite convinced of that. I think what BBS Radio does is they record it and they call everybody and start selling subscriptions on their own without my knowledge. Could happen. You never know. I'm being facetious, everyone. That's not what's happening. BBS Radio works their ass off every day for you. They can't help it. One of the reasons I am stoked to work with BBS is their story about living in Paradise, California. And California is... It has been a tough place for a lot of us, and it's very coveted. And BBS Radio knows it full well. There is multiple races of beings that live there that are not sure how to interact with us. And they are so full of love and heart, but they don't look like you. They're so knowledgeable. And I'm ready for the next call. And so I want to remind everybody, as you interact with California folks, there's a lot of interesting people there, and they're dying to be great stimulus for all of us. Go ahead if we have a call.
Hey, we've got a gentleman from California on line one. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
I can. So how'd I do that, everyone? So a guy from California called, and I didn't even, no one's going to believe us. So check it out. That's how it works.
Synchronicity, West Coast.
Thank you so much thank you so much for your participation. Please, what do you want to chat about?
Yeah, Keel, just wondering, the other day you mentioned about you were looking for someone to archive the projects. I was wondering, is this still availability for that position?
Yep. So please, have you turned in a subscription and or a project?
I have a subscription to the BBS show, yes.
Yeah, buy a subscription to Q. We don't care about the denomination, whatever you feel is good. Put it in a simple document. This is how I want to help. We need more of you. And please, anything you got, we'll put you on board.
Thank you for your call.
Okay. Thank you.
We have Brent from Idaho on line 3. Oh, sorry, line 5.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we on?
You are on the big, big show. Welcome to Earth.
Well, I'm honored. Are we clear on the phone here?
You're talking to probably 54,000 people right now. Let's have some fun.
Let's do. Got a question basically about the nature of my passion, if you will, because sometimes we're triggered to avoid the subject of money and its roots, if you will. And where I'm going with this is that I have a passion about, well, as you well know, Q, the world that we live in has accepted slavery as the norm. Mm-hmm. And I have a background in the legal world, if you will. And there's approximately on this continent, the American continent, about 80% of the men and women that are behind bars are there for commercial reasons. They haven't committed a crime. Mm-hmm. And the very nature of that is that they're held as a debtor. And when I go all the way back to some 9 months, maybe a year ago with Ron Giles, and the concept of having great sums of money, whereas I could approach the U.S. Artificial entities of the DOC, the DOJ, just to name a few. It's going to take great sums of money if this is the correct direction to go, because it's all about.
Okay, let me hold you there for the interest of time. Let me hold you there. It's an exceptionally exciting topic for me. And you'll notice today that I called out for more attorneys and more people in your position. It's exceptionally exciting to me because we don't always recognize that we're slaves. Just going to the gas pump is a slave, and it's not easy to explain to folks that. Can you please get a subscription to Project Review Youth Q? Put something on a document so we can get you in the mix. Would that be okay?
So that's the best place to start then.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of folks, and we're putting the conference rooms together. I got a good spot for you. We need to really go deep. This is a deep dive subject for me. I'm going to be very, very interested in what you have to say. I'm going to move on to the next caller, but to be of help to us would be a great request of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brent.
Here we go.
We have Terry from Florida on line 4.
Terry, hi, this is Carrie Hunt from Florida in Brooksville.
Go ahead with your question,
Are you
Terry.
There? I have a lot of stuff coming in, my heart all at once, and a bunch of knowledge just hitting me so quick, I'm trying to figure out how to sort it. And I've been listening to Q for a long time. I've not missed a session of listening to him, and I'm just trying to figure out how to somehow categorize it without it just the flow so fast. It's every morning I wake up and I've yep. got more information.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so this is exactly what we need on Project Review with Q. Okay, so you don't see this as a project, and I do, because you are teaching from your experience just by conversating with us. Everyone goes through this symptom that has made it as far as you, as an example. And now when you get in a conference and you can just listen, you don't have to be you don't have to promote your experience. But when you get 100 people talking just like you, you know how incredibly healing that is? And that is what we're going to need here, because everyone's going to get the truth, and you're going through the truth right now. So please get a subscription. Just say, I'm Jan from Tecumseh, and I think something weird's going on. I don't really care what you put on the paper. We're going to find a spot for you. Is that okay to ask of you?
Yes, thank you so much. I have all these people coming at me every weekend wanting to help, and I don't know what they're there to help for, because there's so much information.
Yeah, so there's a lot. So we're going to have some of the greatest, greatest teachers ever in the history of the universe. We only have a minute left, but listen to Asha's voice. Notice she sounds a little different. Notice I sound a little different. Why do you suppose that is?
It resonates because with me. I feel like I've heard her voices before.
Because you have. And I'll leave it to you, Don. Asha, thank you for this call today. Thank you, caller, for calling in. I think we'll open up the call lines a lot earlier in the future. My great, great love to you all. Asha, please say your goodbyes out of respect for Don's time slot for us. And I love you all.
Thank you, Q, and thank you, everyone. We apologize we didn't get to all the callers, and we will, as Q said, we'll open it up earlier next time. We love you. We thank you so much for being here. We're so grateful for each and every one of you. Have a great rest of the weekend. Bye-bye.